Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. This week in the Wall Street Journal, four governors from around the country wrote about things they've done to help their states cope with the recession. Two Democrats, two Republicans provided brief outlines of their efforts. The themes were very similar and very familiar. From Pennsylvania, Governor Rendell talked about his efforts to streamline state government and make it more efficient. He talked about consolidation of state agencies, purchasing in bulk, and asking state workers to take increased responsibility for their health care by participating in a wellness program and contributing to the cost of their health insurance. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger talked about pension costs and holding the line on taxes. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick focused on a smaller state workforce, consolidation of state agencies, and smart investments. And from Virginia, Governor McDonnell put his emphasis on smaller government and consolidation, hiring freezes, and pension reform, which included requiring state workers to contribute to their pension system. All four governors talked about cutting spending. If it sounds like you've heard these ideas before, it's because you have. In Maine, we've been doing these things for the last 8 years. My administration began to push to reduce the size of government before our country was hit by a recession. We consolidated two health and human services departments into one single agency, reduced the workforce by 300, brought all the information technology under one roof, and brought new discipline to purchasing. Overall, we've reduced the size of state government by about 1,000 positions and imposed a hiring freeze that has helped to balance the state budget. We've consolidated the administration of school administrative districts and created a combined county-state correctional system that is saving taxpayer dollars at the state and local level. State workers are also doing their share. They contribute to the pension system now, pay a portion of the premiums for their health care insurance, and they've reduced pay through shutdown days. As the Bangor Daily News wrote this week, there is a myth that government spending in Maine continues to grow recklessly. It's not the case. Maine's budget for 2011 is the same level as it was in 2001. Let me repeat that. Maine's budget for 2011 is the same level as it was in 2001. And actual state spending has decreased every year since 2008 as we've closed the revenue gap created by the global recession without raising taxes. So at a time we've cut spending, maintained our commitment to education and innovation and growing the economy, we've squeezed spending across state government to maximize the resources we can use to protect our core values of a quality education system, a just and justifiable safety net, and strong public health and safety. And we did it without raising broad-based taxes. In fact, Maine's overall tax burden has actually declined. It's not gone down as much as I would like, but it has gone down. And what does all this mean? It means that our discipline has helped to set the stage for economic recovery. Maine finished last year with revenues performing ahead of projections, allowing us to rebuild our reserves to $50 million, while also making payments to our retiree pension system and business support programs. And through the end of September of this year, the first quarter, revenues are also outperforming projections by $26.3 million. While there are still too many people without work, Maine's unemployment level is lower than the national average. New companies are investing in Maine because they know our state has an unmatched workforce and a high quality of life. Whether it's the purchase of the Domtar Mill in Washington County, which has helped to secure 300 jobs, or Crestel Aircraft, which will bring high-tech jobs to Brunswick, or the expansion of companies like IDEX, Maine is an attractive place to live, work, and raise your family. And our potential for future growth is tremendous. We're on the verge of a new energy era where Maine will be a leader in the production of renewable energy, including wind, solar, biomass, and hydropower. And Central Maine Power Company recently broke ground on a $1.4 billion investment in Maine that will create 2,000 construction jobs a year for the next 4 years and will improve our energy infrastructure for generations. Now, while there are positive signs for the economy, there's no question that Maine still faces many difficult decisions. The work to balance spending with revenues is going to continue. Maine must continue to control tax burdens and invest in economic growth. And we must take care of our children, our most vulnerable citizens, without jeopardizing sound fiscal policy. It requires an honest conversation, good faith efforts to make the right choices for Maine, and the ability to adapt to quickly changing circumstances. So with consecutive bipartisan budgets, even during some of the worst economic times in a generation, Maine has consistently shown the ideal of public service and servants, compromise and collaboration still exist. If we can continue to talk with one another, accept good ideas no matter the source, and protect the things that make Maine special, Our state will recover from this recession. Our people will have better opportunities, and our economy will be stronger. Thank you, and have a good weekend.